Tonight, look in the book of Haggai. Minor prophet Haggai, if you look with me there. Try to preach a thought from there. Haggai chapter 1. Haggai chapter 1, verse 1. Between the book of Zephaniah and Zechariah. The Bible said, in the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Joshedech, the high priest, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, This people say, The time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your still houses, and this house lie waste? Now, therefore, saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but you are not filled with drink. Ye clothe, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build a house, and I will take pleasure in it. And I'll be glorified, saith the Lord. You looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts? Because of mine house, that is waste, and you run every man unto his own house. Therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I called for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon all labor of the hands. The Bible said, Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God has sent him. And the people did fear before the Lord. Well, in this time, it looks like they've come out of captivity. And Nehemiah got the burden to build the wall. And the foundation had been laid for the house of God. But there had been no temple built. Had not been no place of worship built. And they had built their old houses to make them look so luxurious and extravagant. And everything was geared that way for them people at that time. They studied about what was to bring in and how much talked about their food and their drink and their clothes and their wages and all these things that they majored on. But they forgot to do what God wanted and build them places or build them a place to worship God. And God told them, He said, you need to consider your ways. That your ways ought not never be above or be above, before the God of heaven's way of what God would want. I want to try to preach tonight on consider your ways. I believe we need to consider our ways in this day and time and find out just where we're at with God. I mean, we as a people of God need to find out where we stand. What's our affection set on? Where's our attention at? And what's the very first thing in our lives? I see here in the scripture, the man of God, Haggai, said, consider your ways. He didn't say, consider your wife's ways, or your husband's ways, or the preacher's ways, but consider your ways. I believe tonight that we need a revival in reverence unto God Almighty and His worship. I believe that we need a revival in this hour, thank God, of holy things. Amen. And get back, thank God, to really treasure it and see what's valuable in this day and hour to us. I believe with God
not in such a rut and a lukewarm hour that the things of God don't really have a great precious meaning to us as it ought to have. And therefore, apparently right here to these, it didn't mean a whole lot to them not to have a temple built. Thank God that they might have a place to go worship God in this hour. And God said to them, He said, you put your money in a bag with holes in it. He said, what you do is not prospering. He said, I blowed upon it. I withheld from you. Thank God, because you've forsaken a true worship and a place to worship. He said, go to the mountain and bring the wood, build the house. Thank God, He said, I'll take pleasure in it. I'll be glad of it. I'll meet with you there. Thank God, I know the New Testament is the body of the believer, and we need to realize that that temple of God is our body. The Holy Ghost lives in, and we need to take care of it. And my friend, we know that. Amen. But we need to consider your ways and my ways, and just see tonight how important it is for a place of worship and really worshiping God. How valuable is the house of God to you tonight? If you didn't have this, what would it be to you? Some people, if they didn't have a place to worship and come to the house of God, it wouldn't bother some too bad. It wouldn't bother them because they don't put a high value on the house of God nor the worship of Christ the Lord. But I'll tell you this tonight, I need it, don't you? I need to be in the house of God and worship the Lord. It's very valuable to me, and not just because I'm a preacher. I had that before I was a preacher. I wanted to be around the place where God put His name and God put His presence and Jesus is the head of. Thank God, you'll not find no better place, thank God, in the house of, than the house of God. Amen. For a worshiping place that God set aside for His people to assemble together and, brother, hear the word of God and sing the songs of God and testify in the Spirit and fellowship in the love of God. You'll not find no better place. You'll not find it nowhere but here. Amen. Or wherever God's name is, where the Holy Ghost is, where the true sonnet, hey God, where the saints meet, where God's at, how much does it mean to you? How much did it mean to you tonight to sing Amazing Grace? Amen. How much did it mean to you tonight to shake a brother's hand and say it's a blessing to see you? How much did it mean to you tonight to hear the Bible be read and me try to preach under the anointing of God? How much does it mean to you? Well, tonight I said it ought to mean your, thank God, everything to you. Because we're here to glorify God. He said that would glorify Him. Thank God they got to busy and built it. Amen. There was a few that was around that had seen the first house of God, but there wasn't a whole lot left. And brother, I'm telling you, if we don't get back to the old time path as the boys sung about tonight and stand for the ways of God, what will our youngest be raised in? I don't know unless we pray and get a hold of God and get back to old time worship and have old time preaching and have praying around an altar and dig in with God Almighty. I tell you, she might lie in waste one day. It don't mean the door would be closed, but it does mean God closed out Himself from a place that would not honor God or honor the book. I tell you, we need to make sure, thank God, we're putting a hand in the building of the house of God. Amen. That's right. Need to make sure of that. I want to make sure I'm doing my part at the house of God. He said, you need to consider your ways. He said, now you can go down to your house tonight
He said, everything is just in place and looks lovely. And he said, I come down here and I don't see a place to worship God. I don't see a place we can come to have old time meeting. And we need to consider our ways. Y'all need to get the building. Thank God, y'all need to do something about it. He said, I'm a blowing. I'm not going to bless you till you get back. The worship, that's what we need. If there's anything we need in this hour, is worship in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to worship Him. Amen. We've let things in our way of really adoring Him and worshiping Him and loving Him. Thank God, I tell tonight, friend, I'm wanting to worship Him. I tell you, I'm glad I got a place too. I'm glad in the New Testament. I don't have to be at the house of God to do it. But out there, it's a good place to meet. Hey, what would it be like if we didn't have this? Thank God tonight, what is? Thank God we didn't have a place. Thank God we could come and worship Him. Amen. I tell you, we need to consider our ways tonight of where our heart is and all time worship and come together and worship God. Amen. That's right. I'll tell you, Jesus said He seeketh such to worship Him. That word worship means to adore. It means to bow down as a dog licking its master's hand. Every time they worship Him, they fell down before Him most of the time in a prostrate position and worship Him. Amen. That's why our heart ought to be prostrate and honor and praise to God for that what He has done for us. Amen. We need to consider our ways. Oh, preacher, tonight I want to preach a little to you here and try to help you. Hey, listen, friend, I tell you, there's so much mechanical things in this hour, so many ritualistic ways that's been inhabited in the church house. Men don't have no heart much in it no more. Jesus even said they honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. There's no fervency. There's no joy. Even Nehemiah said the joy of the Lord is your strength, and we need joy in this hour. Thank God, John said our fellowship was with the Father and with the Son, and these things we write unto you that your joy may be full. Amen. What is joy, preacher? It's the gladness of heart. Amen. It's just being glad. Amen. That you've been saved and you got an opportunity to worship Him. I tell you, and I both are behind. Thank God on what they sing tonight. Amen. I'm not going to let this modern day religion take away my shout. Thank God not many people have a shout to take away. Amen. But I tell you, we need one. Amen. We need a voice and a glorified God. Hey, what we've done down the church house where we meet together ought to be a place. Thank God where we worship and have all time meeting. Amen. That's right. Ought to be like that. Now I know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. If the Holy Ghost is in me, and He is, there's liberty unless I got sin in my life. Unless I've got something that's hindered or grieved the Holy Spirit of God, there ought to be liberty in my temple here to worship God. I ought to be able to come in, love one another in the Spirit, and enjoy the fellowship of the saints, come hear the Word of God, sing the songs of Zion, and have worship in the church house. What's happened in this day and hour? We've got ritualistic, we've got mechanical, we've gotten to the place where everything is done in a mechanical way. It's not the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's why I like to see things that ain't God mixed up a little bit sometime. Just don't do it like you always do. Amen. That's right. I'm glad we don't give a program out the back door and say this is what we're going to do. I tell you, God ought to get in it. What you going to do then? I've known people to do that. Give a little program at the back door when they come in. Got this whatever they got down there. Thank God, I guess the songs they got to sing and what the preacher's going to preach on. Who's going to give the closing prayer and who's going to
do the postlude and all that, whatever that is. Amen. That's what it is. It's a program's a session. Ain't God, I tell you, friend, it ought not be like that. Amen. Ought to be a place. Ain't God, you can come and enjoy the Holy Ghost. Enjoy the good fellowship of God. Enjoy the worship of our Lord and Savior. Ain't God, it ought not be a place where there's a bunch of criticism and where there's a bunch of judging one another. Amen. And that's right, brother. Ain't God, I tell you, if we ever get our eyes on Jesus, it'll take our eyes off everything else. If we ever get our eyes fixed on Him, it won't be on somebody else down the house of God. It'll be on the Lord. I tell you, if we ever get to look into Him and come in and have old time meeting, I tell you, them one men come and said, sir, we would see Jesus. Hey, I want to see Him. I want to be around when He shows up. And that's who I come to meet with. Amen. The Holy Ghost. He'll testify Him. He'll never testify of Himself. He'll testify Jesus. Amen. That's right. Thank God. We need to come to church. Thank God, like we're ready to go. Amen. That's right. Amen. We ought to come to the house of God. Have you considered your ways? Amen. What are you doing when you come? Are you coming to worship God? If you're not coming to worship, you come. I'm glad you're here, but you probably won't get a whole lot if you don't come to worship. You say, I'm waiting on the preacher to do his thing. And I'll tell you, preacher ain't going to do so much. If God don't get in it, I'll tell you, it's just going to be, amen, that's me saying some things. God get in it to help you, amen. That's right. I just need God to get in it. I'll tell you the truth. I just need God to get in it. That's right. I don't have to, thank God, it ain't about me. It's about Him. I don't even have to preach. I know some men say, well, I've heard these preachers say the big preacher showed up and they didn't preach. That man said, I don't believe that way. I said, well, he don't show up every day, every time like that, but if he shows up, I'm glad to sit down. Amen. That's right. I don't have to preach. Well, brother, the Holy Ghost can do a whole lot more than what I can do. And if he wants to go another way and he tells me I'm going with it, and I'll go home and lay my head down and say, I've done what God said. I'd rather go with God than anybody else. I'd rather know direction of God more than anybody else. Hey, we need to consider our ways. We're living in a day and hour where the church house has got so worldly. Amen. The most conversation we have in the church house is over everything but God. Hey, take the general conversation of the people of God down at the church house. Amen. It's about everything but about the Word of God beside the blessing of God. And it ought not be, brethren. It ought to be a place we come to worship. Amen. Thank God. I tell you, friend, when I come to church, I want to hear about Him. Don't you? Thank God. I tell you, preachers ought to preach about Him. Singers ought to sing about Him. I'm not interested in what a man's golf game was like. Amen. I'm not interested about what social events he's involved in. I'm more concerned about what the Word of God says. I'm not interested in jokes. Amen. Or brother, thank God, five poems. I'm interested in what the Book of God says. I believe when you mount the pulpit, thank God, it's preaching time. I don't believe you ought to deal a mess around, amen, and try to work a crowd to get them under some emotional move and it isn't the Holy Ghost. Thank God, we need to consider our ways. We're living in a day and hour where we call Him good evil and evil good. Amen. We're accepting everything under the sun down at the house of God Almighty. Hey, friend, I'm telling you what Haggai said. He said, y'all need to go to the mountains. Ain't God, bring some wood back and build a temple. Amen. Hey, need a place of worship. Your house ain't nothing. Amen. I'll blow on it. I'm not going to do nothing for you if you can't get a place of worship. I tell you, God's concerned about His people assembling and worshiping. And when we don't do it, I tell you, God is going to blow on it. Amen.
That's right. We live in a day of so many images. Everything has a spirit. That's why it's old contemporary music. And man, I'd wonder if I was in some concert somewhere.
Oh, yeah, sometimes, yeah.
That's right. I'm telling you, the singing that goes on in the church house ought to be so different. When you come in, you say, man, that's good. Yeah. The Holy Ghost says, that's right. I mean, that's just right. Hey, man. Thank God I don't have to wonder and say, what in the world's going on in there? That's what Joshua said. Amen. When he come down from the mount with Moses, he said, there's a noise of war in the camp. I believe they've done our beating drums and dancing naked around the golden calf. And he knew they was doing something they ought not do. And that's about what most churches are. It's an entertainment center. Amen. They got to beat drums like they at some concert somewhere. Amen. I'm not going to have drums in the church. I'm not preaching against them. If somebody else wants them, have at it. We ain't going to beat them here. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Anything that promotes your foot before your heart, I'd rather go with the heart. Amen. I tell you, you don't even hey, brethren. Thank God. Ain't a thing wrong with the kind of music. Amen. That God said, sing psalm, hymn, spiritual songs. And it's not spiritual if it don't get to your spirit. If it gets to your flesh, that's about all you got. I've said it. Well, I'll say it again. I'd rather go to Nashville. Thank God if I won't entertain than a Baptist church. Amen. That's right. Amen. That's what's happened. We've let things creep in the church. It don't take but a little bit, and it's, before you know it, the candlelight's gone.
Yes.
Candlestick's gone. And then you're meeting in the church, and you're thinking it's God. It's not the Lord. God help us. We need to consider our ways. I mean, everything in this church, I won't say it again. Can I please say it again? I've said it, I don't know how many times in 24 years I've been here trying to preach. I've said it. Everything that's ever done under the name of God in this church ought to glorify God. I mean everything. It don't matter what it is. Amen. If it's getting together, eating a biscuit and a piece of chicken. I mean, it ought to be thank God because God's blessed us and we do it in the fellowship of with the saints and we know God's blessed us with it. Amen. I mean, everybody ought to say there's God in them people. Look how they love one another and they really love the things of God and they love one another and they love me too. Amen. I tell you, that's what I'll be down at the house of God. Hey, we need to consider our ways. Hey, God, when visitors come in the church, they ought to be welcomed. Amen. People ought to let them know we're glad they're here. And thank God there ain't no prejudice. Thank God about. My friend, somebody you might not like and don't have nothing to do with you, it has to do with the glory of God. That's what it has to do with. It has to do with the glory of God. Everything. That's why I said everything that's ever done under the name of the church ought to be for spiritual reasons by the glory of God. For the glory of God. It ought to always be like that. For the glory of God. If we can't do it for the glory of God, then we ought not call it God. We ought not call it church. We ought not say we're doing this for Westside Baptist Church. We sure wouldn't want to bring a bad name on the Westside Baptist Church. Thank God. That's why we're not going to have ball teams. Thank God. If you want to play ball, go play. Amen. We're not going to do it in the name of the church. Because it, if you like me, you get mad in the ball game. Right. Before you know it, somebody's cussing you. Before you know it, you're fighting them. Amen. That's right, ain't it?
Sure.
That's right. Yeah, so we're getting a little too old for that. I'd run for it. I'd probably fight now. Amen. That's right. But I'm going to tell you this. Everything that's done ought to be done for the glory of God.
Yeah.
God says, you need to consider your ways. We need to consider the ways of the house of God. We to be the, thank God, Paul said, I'm a wise master builder. Amen. I know Christ builds His church. I know Christ does the work. I know Christ answers the church. I know everything's done by God. But God says we're to, thank God, build up one another in the faith. Amen. That's right. I'm going to tell you this. You get what I'm about to say. You better put it down. The new commandment Jesus gave us what? That you love one another.
Amen.
There's nobody going to come to a church where they don't know somebody loves them.
Right.
That's exactly right, buddy. I guarantee you that. Would you go to a place that calls themselves Christian people and come sit on a pew and all it is a bunch of feud and contention? And you wouldn't want that.
and cause you to break and cry, hey brother, and you feel like nobody really loves me no more. Nobody loves me here. I'm going to tell you, that's a bad testimony. It's a bad testimony.
That's right. Amen. That's why we need to consider our ways. That's right. Haggai said to them people, he said, listen, look at these houses you've built for yourself. Look how you're living. Look at all these things you're doing, and God's not a blessing it because you're forsaken to build that place of worship. And he said, you need to consider your ways. You need to consider your ways. Hey, God, we need to consider our ways. Amen. When we enter the house of God. And remember, brethren, hey, God, everybody has a place. And everybody has a purpose. Hey, God, to do something in the house of God. Amen. That's
right. That's right. Listen to me. There's nobody less important. He talked about the weaker members. He talked about them that's less honorable. I believe that was the word. I have to look back at it, 1 Corinthians 12. But he said everybody and every part of the body is needful. It's necessary. It ought to be that we as the people of God, hey, when we come to church, hey, man, we ought to be, thank God, in here for the glory of God, to worship God. But we also ought to be here, thank God, to edify and exhort one another. Amen. He said in Hebrews 10:25, he said, forsake not the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. I believe them Jews, for fear, had forsaken the assembly. They deserted it. He said, that's the manner of some.
Yeah.
He said, well, you need to be together to exhort one another. That's what he's saying there. You need to exhort one another. Amen. That's right. Because, listen, friend, the day of God, the day of Christ is approaching. It's near. I mean, we're near to the coming of the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, that scripture's not saying we need more church. That scripture's saying we need more exhorting to me. That's what it's saying to me. And so much the more exhorting one another.
Right.
Exhorting one another.
Yeah.
Amen. Exhortation. Even that's a gift. Exhortation, that was a gift God gave some people can exhort. They got exhortation gift. Some people don't have it. Some people do. Some people exhort you. Thank God, old Lloyd Guffey. You remember Lloyd? Wasn't he an exhorter? He'd walk in this church, everybody said, I love that fella. Oh, Brother Lloyd, remember Brother Lloyd? That man, I pray, you know what I pray? Y'all might think I'm crazy. You know what I pray? I see an old man of God like that have that kind of love of God on him. You know what I pray? I say, Lord, give me a portion of that.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, just give me a portion of that. I mean, that man had the love of God on him. He could have preached what he wanted to. There wouldn't have been nobody left this house of God mad at him. Because he had the love of God in him. You'd have to love him. Amen. He was just an old timer. He had the love of God on him.
Yeah.
I'd like to have a portion of that. I want to love people like Jesus does.
Yeah.
Amen. He's unconditional love.
Oh yeah.
He don't put a condition on it. Jesus don't put a condition on it. Amen. Do you ever get in yourself, and I do, do you ever get sometimes that think that God might not love you as much? I do sometimes. I think, Lord, I hadn't been as obedient. But His love is the same.
Yeah.
He don't condition His love to me because of me, of what I do. He conditions it because He loves me.
Amen.
Now, there's closer fellowship and abiding communion in that place of fellowship with Christ that you can experience, or can I say, feel His love more? But that don't mean God loves you more. God loved His own to the end, it said. Unconditional. Unconditional. Do you think Jesus loved Peter less when He cursed? Do you think Jesus loved Peter more
when he said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Same. Amen. You think Jesus loved more because of something he done? No. His love's the same. It's unconditional. It's not based on what you do for him. It's based on just his love toward man and his own. Amen. That's right. And I'm going to tell you this. I understand that we're in the flesh, but if we just consider our ways and say, "Lord, help me to love people the way you do." I know the older you get, I understand the older we get, the more sensitive you are most of the time. And the more you see, and the more you respond. I see that more. Because the older you get, the more things you've been through. The more things you've experienced, and you can thank God witness with what somebody might be going through. Hey man, you can say, "Well, this brother over here, hey God, he's got a need," and you can say, "Oh God, help that man," and try to help him. But a lot of times, in a younger Christian life, it don't move us just like it does when you're older, because of experience. But I want us to consider our ways tonight of worship, of the work of God and the will of God. And when we come to church, let's be ready to worship. Listen, and I'm through. I told Brother Danny it's going to be short and not sweet. Amen. Let me say this. Them 10 virgins, 5 was wise and 5 were foolish. But it said when the bridegroom came, they said they went out to meet the bridegroom. And they said they that were ready went in.
Yeah.
You get ready to go on vacation? You just don't get in your car and leave, do you?
No.
You get ready.
Right.
You get ready to come to church.
Yeah.
You get ready to go to your job. You get ready to sit down and eat a meal. You get ready for most things you do that's important to you. But how many of us are ready and prepared in our heart to meet God? I mean, really. How many of us is ready on Sunday morning and Wednesday night, heart-wise, to enter into sanctuary, ready to meet with God? That's what we need to look at. As a church body, I'm going to tell you right now, hey, God's blessed us here.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you what, are you listening to me? Sometimes a blessing can end up being a curse because we don't act upon what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Yeah.
That's right. God help us. Consider your ways. Let's stand tonight. I appreciate you hearing the Word of God.